In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will Rupert Murdoch accidentally reveal now that he's on Twitter. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a program in which rates are determined by the driving habits of policyholders. Learn more at progressive.com. The Pew Charitable Trusts, driven by the power of knowledge to solve today's most challenging problems at pewtrusts.org. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, and the True Earl of Grantham. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager is Jessica McLeod. Our intern is Hannah Withers. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Lester Larchick and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac here at Chase Bank. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Waltrover and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is, let me check, yes it is, Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will Rupert Murdoch inadvertently tweet now that he's online? Adam Felber.
At the real Satan. Be there for the game around 7. I'll bring potato salad, bro.
Amy Dickinson.
Rupert Murdoch will be just about to tweet something revealing when the New York Post will beat him to the punch by hacking into his head and putting it on the front page.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
He'll start doing tweets in which he says things like, the New York Post today had a very impressive editorial, R-O-F-L. And even worse, things like, far too many died in highway accidents this holiday weekend, R-O-F-L. And people are thinking, why would Rupert Murdoch be rolling on the floor laughing over that? But it turns out that he thinks R-O-F-L stands for Rupert, Our Fearless Leader.
Well, if Rupert Murdoch reveals any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also, Amy Dickinson, Adam Felber, Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to all of you for listening. You're fabulous. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.